Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is from UAS to talk about the Ocbay Integrated Sciences Building Project. We have Kay Mell, Planning and Construction Project Manager from UAS. Kay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It is so nice to have you here. So you are a Planning and Construction Project Manager at UAS Facility Services. Is that right?
I am, yes.
Can you tell us about a day in the life of your department or with you out there? What keeps you busy?
Everything.
I bet.
I'm responsible for a wide variety of projects of all sizes, from almost the trivial, someone wants to know some help choosing a color for an accent wall, to the very large, as in my current largest project is the Ocbay Integrated Sciences Building, which will be about $7 million worth of construction, plus or minus.
Wow, that's a big project.
It's a big project. It's the biggest one we have at the moment.
Can you take us back a little and tell us about sort of the inspiration for this project? How'd it come about?
Well, inspiration is not quite the right word. It's more a happy conversion of circumstances. The property is the old NOAA property, the NOAA Research Lab, next to the university's Anderson Building on the shore of Auk Bay. And the university has always been interested in that property, but it was a federal property. And when the NOAA offices moved to the Ted Stevens Laboratory on Lena Point, the property was vacated by NOAA, but preference for federal properties goes to other federal agencies. And so when the Coast Guard assumed occupancy of the property, UAS realized there was no future for us there. So we gave up, stopped thinking about it. And then the Coast Guard decided they couldn't efficiently use the property, and they gave it up to the General Services Administration for disposal. And on very short notice, the university had the opportunity to put together a proposal to apply for the project. And we did apply, and our sponsoring agency was the U.S. Department of Education, which handles educational property disposals. But there was another very strong applicant, and that's the City and Borough of Juneau, who applied through their Harbors Department for use of the property under a different federal agency. And the poor people in General Services Administration didn't want to have to decide. So they told the university and the city to go split the baby between us on our own. And after some negotiation, we did, and the university took the old NOAA, the main building, two stories, built in the late 50s, modernist style, and the land associated with it on the south side of the site, contiguous to our Anderson Building. And the Harbor Department took the docks and the buildings, several buildings associated with that, on the north side of the property. And so then the university began to look at how best to use this. And since there was a building there, why shouldn't we just renovate it and use it? Well, it turns out to be a little bit more complicated than that.
Right.
Because the Coast Guard had not occupied the building for about 5 years before they gave it up, and it had been maintained at 50 degrees or lower, which means that very little that was in it was worth keeping. So we would have had to essentially strip everything down. We might have retained the foundations and a little bit of steel structure. But that 14,000 square foot two-story building is the wrong configuration for classrooms and laboratories. And so we looked at, well, suppose we just demolished the building and built a new one. And if we were to do that, we could build a 12,000 square foot building, which would be more efficient and better suited to our purposes than the 14,000 square foot building that was there. And the cost would be about the same, because working in an existing building and remodeling it, particularly when you're having to replace almost everything, is significantly more expensive than new construction on a per square foot basis. So the university elected to demolish it and build a new building.
Okay. And where are we now in the scope of this project?
Well, we are beginning phase two. Phase one was asbestos abatement, asbestos and other hazardous materials abatement, and demolition of the NOAA building. And that occurred in the fall of 2018. Glacier State performed the work. And at the end of that, they left us a beautiful gravel pad and a clean site, all ready for building construction, which is phase two. We have the construction documents ready for that. It's been advertised for bid. We expect bids in late February for construction to start this spring and to be complete by the start of classes in late August of 2021.
All right. So that's quite a project ahead for UAS
and
your team. Once the construction is complete, what are the kind of activities or classes or research that you see happening in this building?
Well, there will be two laboratories in the building. One of them is a water and soils ecology laboratory. The other is a forest ecology, glaciology, and geophysics laboratory. There's also a environmental sciences classroom and some support spaces. There's support spaces associated with the laboratories. There is a conference room and eight faculty offices, a combination space that can be used as office or classroom, and a kitchenette and a beautiful lounge for students with tremendous views of Auk Bay.
Okay.
Also a scuba locker for people getting ready to go under the cold water.
I imagine with all the sort of specialty stuff of putting together a laboratory or a scuba locker or a scuba space, there might be unique challenges in this project. Have you seen any of those?
Well, there are. To date, I've not seen anything insurmountable. We have a very capable design consultant team led by Northwind Architects of Juneau and ECI of Anchorage. And they have a laboratory consultant on board who is invaluable in sorting out what should and shouldn't be in a particular sort of laboratory. So they've been great. And a scuba locker is actually not much but a fairly waterproof room with a place to take off, put on, and hose down all the scuba gear.
All right. So look for it at UAS, the Auk Bay Integrated Sciences Building. Did I say that correct, Kay?
Yes.
All right. 2021.
That's right.
In the fall.
Yes.
All right. Kay Mel, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to add about this project?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
All right. Thanks, Kay.
Thank you.